reporting from Burnaby, BC. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Invisibles and Disposables, Temporary Foreign Workers, Life and Rituals is an art exhibition by Luz Rosas and Carlos Colleen that premiered at Place des Arts in Coquitlam, BC on January 17th, 2025. The exhibition aims to depict the life and experiences of temporary foreign workers, mainly from Mexico, during their time in British Columbia, using both photographs and cardboard produce boxes with text. Because the lives and experiences of temporary foreign workers are often underrepresented, according to the exhibiting artists, the goal of this exhibition was to make visible essential workers in our communities while finding new ways to collaborate and support them. This exhibition was created in collaboration with La Dignidad Migrante Society, a nonprofit organization based in Surrey, BC, that is run entirely by temporary foreign workers. The goal of the organization is to provide an organizing voice for temporary foreign workers, particularly those in the agricultural sector. This organizing voice aims to help prevent abuse, exploitation, racism, and discrimination in the workplace of temporary foreign workers in BC. CJSF attended the exhibition's opening reception to meet with Luz Rosas and Carlos Colleen, who agreed to sit down for an interview with CJSF to discuss the goals and overall purpose of their exhibition. Later on in the interview, we also ask if there has been any sort of response from some of the temporary foreign workers who are photographed in the exhibition. Please take a listen.
So at some point we try through Dignidad Migrante to open new possibilities that people can be engaged about all these situations. And arts as a tool helps a lot. So it's also try to move these sometimes in that point of view as a just 100% political perspective. And that's why sometimes I believe that also people reject that idea of like, oh, I can get involved in what happened with the workers. But at some point when you start finding other visibilities that you can support with, I think it's also important that exhibitions like this happen. And it happens with other communities in Canada, South Asians or Chinese, Japanese, but with Latin American workers is quite minimum. So I think it's a good also opportunity to open that window as well.
Another thing that really struck me with the exhibition too is that it wasn't just photographs. There was also those cardboard boxes that had text that were sort of in between. How did you decide, I guess, the way in which to go about that? That was something that I was curious about.
Well, it's a combination of two main things. One is, I believe that Luz has one of the biggest archives about the migrant workers, not just in BC, but also in Canada. And every time that we talk, I tell her that, because I'm really proud that she was able to photograph them and being involved in that fashion, let's say. And it was useless for me as an artist too, just to do more photographs. There's no point. Like, you just like cop everything with images, and sometimes also you can lose track of what you really want to represent. So if we have this big visual position, I think for me, and talking about that part of the project with the boxes, is like bring information as well, right? So eventually you can make that contrast between this like leisure time that Luz tried to represent, comparing to, well, I mean, and also they suffer this. And I think it's a good counterposition. So the idea of the boxes is, the title is Below the Fruit. So it's more like imagining that process that they work 14, 15 hours a day, just like packing everything, put it in boxes, you know, like they deliver it to farmers markets or supermarkets. And then when people pick them up, automatically it's all the labor there, right, that we don't see. So eventually it's more that, I was thinking about that process, even for myself or even for us, when, you know, you have access to all these situations and you don't know exactly what happened behind it.
And I think it adds a lot too, because, you know, I guess this was my interpretation of it when I saw it, but, you know, in a lot of the photos that are presented, a lot of the, you know, people and the families that are being photographed, they're smiling, they look happy. And I think what the boxes sort of represented was they're still familial, they're still happy, they're still striving despite this all. And there needs to be more done so that they can...
Yes, you got it right.
Yeah, you know, it exists in a way that's equitable and fair for everyone.
Because, just like to jump in fast, when you try to make also like too complicated artwork, like too conceptual, also you lose track of communication. And in this case, because I believe it's a strong political side, like when you try to be too conceptual and too poetic, also you lose that kind of sense. And I think that's why the show, personally speaking, works perfectly, because we were able to make that balance right, as you mentioned. You're right. Yep.
Just from, you know, this exhibition has been going on since January 17th now, since last Friday. What was the response like at the opening night, and what has it been so far?
Well, some of them there were impressed about what they told me, right? It's about the look in the eyes of the people in the portraits, the way that they look, because it's like they're looking at you. And so other ones, they were puzzled to see the different ages that are there for the people in the portraits. Some people was very excited with one particular picture about the bingo game, where everybody saw like having so much fun together, right? Which sometimes they can have a very stressful. Well, it's just more like they live in isolation, even though they live together, because sometimes the conditions that they live into may be too crowded, right? To have some kind of they're living together. They're sharing probably one bedroom. They're sharing. If they're lucky, maybe they have more like three refrigerators for all of them, so they cook for themselves. Some of them have to cook. Some they don't know. Everything is far away, right? Like everything is far away to go to the store. They depend on transportation provide, or some of them, I guess, they want to be longer. They know how to get a taxi altogether and maybe go. Everything is fast, right? Send money home. So when they manage to get to these points of where they can gather together and do something for themselves, and at the same time engage in a game activity, which, by the way, the game of the bingo too has information about the rights. So it's not just they learn to words, right? Like what is the contract, the permit. So it's a fun game, but at the same time it's a learning game. And I guess that at the same time too, when they have these gatherings, it really is like a way of psychologically be more peaceful and forget about whatever is around and speaking freely in your language and joking in your language. I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm. You said that the version of bingo they're playing has specific details about workers' rights.
Yes.
That's so interesting.
Oh, the radio. Or words that they use, like the la farma, right, which is they call the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it has you know, who's the el patrón, like the owner, or the foreman. So they in English and Spanish, so they can't they can relate, and they can learn too.
Mm-hmm. Are you in contact with any of the people that are photographed as part of the exhibition? Have they said anything about the work that's been done?
Well, we have a WhatsApp with most of many of the women and the men too, and they're waiting for the link to the exhibition, which is going to be on the 24th February. It's going to be available through the places, art gallery, where this is in Port Coquitlam. And so it's going to be online, that they can have a virtual tour. So I guess all of them, it's hard for them to come to galleries, right? Because first of all, right now is the winter time, so most of them, they're not here. And the ones are here, some might be working in construction, but their times for working is just not, they don't check with the galleries, right? So I think they're very excited to see, they're waiting for that link to see it. Yeah, some of them, they know they're in the exhibition, and yeah, they're just very excited to see it.
Yeah, I think the link will be January, like next.
Yeah, the 24th, next Friday.
January, yes.
Next Friday, yeah.
And also adding something important that Lou says is that's one of the problems with arts, or what we understand about the art world, right? That usually is very pretentious, and sometimes we create, or some people in the cultural realm, like create this kind of like a snobby and bourgeoisie like approach about arts. And that's why also, like, I believe it's not, I hope I say it properly again, but I always believe that these exhibitions are not specifically for the workers, because they know all these situations, right? They're always welcome to come and see it and engage also in that cultural artistic perspective. But it's also, they know and they understand sometimes when we talk in Dignidad or with them in the events, it's like, at the end it's like, you need to drag the community, right? Or what we understand about this multicultural Canadian community to see, like, I mean, you know that these things happen, but you don't connect too much, right? So that's why that example with the bingo game, people look at it and it's like, it's strong because, I believe, because they're laughing and they're having fun. Sometimes even for you, not for you, but like for the community, it's hard to understand, like, if they suffer a lot, why they have also these things. And just to conclude, I believe, strongly believe that the idea of the exhibitions is also destroy that part of porn misery that sometimes we expect to see in these kind of situations, right? Mm-hmm. Through political lens or the war lens, like, you always expect that kind of like dramatization of everything. And these kind of things also make up a different impact on you, and you start to more like connected in a different way. Or spread the voice, you know, like, I don't expect that people eventually the next morning go to the farms and it's like, yeah, we want rides for our peers, and, you know, because that's utopic in some ways. But for me also, the vision of these kind of situations is that, let's say you're gathering now that you came to the exhibition, and then when these kind of topics just like popped up in your conversation, then eventually you can add something. You know, like, oh, I went to this exhibition in Place de Arts where we saw these photographs about Dignidad Migrante, or do you know that also all these people unfortunately suffer discrimination, racism by the same government that we believe is a liberal, democratic, progressive perspective? It's like, it's all the same. At the end, it's politics behind. But when you brought it to your table and start having those conversations, I think the job is done in some ways.
Once again, you were just listening to our conversation with Luz Rosas and Carlos Conlin, the exhibiting artists for Invisible and Disposables, Temporary Foreign Workers, Life and Rituals. You can find their exhibition at Place des Arts in Coquitlam, BC. You can also learn more about the exhibition on the Place des Arts website, which is at placedesarts.ca. You can also learn more about La Dignidad Migrante Society, as well as the various ways to support the organization through their website, dignidadmigrantesociety.org. Once again, this has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This segment would not be possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also listen to this piece on frequencynews.ca.